Okay. thank you for sticking around for the second half of the Cold Moon reading. If you walk that way, you will be underwater. So there is a swampy quality to this space. Our first reader of The Preserve is L. Swartz, who makes things out of word plus story plus image plus performance plus found audio. L. Swartz eschews the fancy and embraces the shiny. Lydia Lenny is currently working on a story map of pre-plague queer Seattle, thanks to a grant from Artist Trust. If you were a queer Seattleite when the plague was only a rumor, please talk to L. L documents where they literally stand each day of the Trump regime at propagandaministry.tumblr.com. L. Swartz, everyone.
That wasn't singing, that was screaming. This is an area that was sacred to the Duwamish. And there's a lot of screaming here, a lot of monsters. So I was inspired to write monsters. The monster's name is I Can Put My Hand Right Through You. The kind of monster I want falls heavily on the roof, often enough to make it clear that is no squirrel, and make it plausible sounds you hear at night during storms are not necessarily apocalypse. The kind of monster I want is wide and long and absorbent and will stay on the roof to keep us warm in winter, shady in summer, and will munch leaves out of gutters all year round. The kind of monster I want sometimes invites all the monster friends to a monster party, and they drink the rain and rumble amiably and tickle each other, and that sound, the sound of monsters giggling, infests my dreams, and I wake up smiling like in days when sex was still to be had for the asking. The kind of monster I want will only hurt me in ways I want and don't have to ask for. The kind of monster I want cannot be evicted. It stays and thrives on grief and despair, all the feelings shimmering up like heat from rooms inside. The kind of monster I want likes a bedtime story, a sweet and sacred, sweet secret weapon to cure the kind of monster I don't want, the kind of monster that wants me hiding and wet and cold and scared and hunted, small and unarmed, the kind of monster who wants to hurt me only how and when I don't want to be hurt. The kind of monster I don't want denies the fact of pain, is greedy for pain, will take things one by one until nothing's left but pain. The kind of monster I don't want opens the door and lets in apocalypse deniers, along with monstrous monster lovers who stand in icy wind and lightning and rain of blonde Republicans and other carnivorous amphibians. And they hurt us. They hurt us too, until we have to stop finally laughing, until we forget how to laugh, no matter how ticklish we are, no matter how Dada and toilet surreal we are, until all these monsters we want, the monsters who want us, desert us, and we do not know their true names to invoke them and save us. The kind of monster I want will leave when it's time to leave, and we will forgive our favorite monsters, the monsters smarter than we are, the monsters who might remember how soft and sweet our bellies tasted once, long ago, before it was over. The monster's name is I Love You, But. I love you, but tell me what to say to her. Say to her your newest name for her to place beneath her tongue. Beneath her tongue, you bite into her words before she says them. She says what she has to say you hadn't had to say to her. This time you bury it deep where hungry coyotes can't smell it. Can't you smell the rancid prematurity of white paint preceding fire? Fire touches light and brings you deep carbon dark, you promise. Promise me wrinkled shirts and vinegar-smelling trash won't stop you. Stop telling me what I feel when I haven't felt it. Feel the empty where I let my head fall into your hand. Your hands analyze and measure when I want touch. Your touch feels like a prolonged and contrite goodbye. You're as good as gone. You love me, but not too much. You love me, but only when I'm too far away. You love me, but this is too much to bear. You love me, but this is too intense. You love me, but only nostalgically. You love me, but only hypothetically. You love me, but only in public. You love me, but not my genitals. You love me, but not my family. You love me, but not right now. You love me, but I'm too big for you now. You love me, but I'm too noisy for you now. You love me, but I'm too old for you now. You love me, but not like I love you. You love me, but you don't. The monster's name is Gun Cash in Your Attic Just in Case. I am the kind of monster who thinks bruises are magic. I am the kind of monster who doesn't ask what you're thinking because I already know. I am the kind of monster who waits, but do not mistake this for patience. I am the kind of monster who surprises you in the mirror every time. I am the kind of monster who witnesses your friable tranquility and will not look away. I am the kind of monster who buys things right in front of you. I am the kind of monster who knows the chords I can play with my left hand only. I am the kind of monster who resorts to frisky simplicity so you cannot tell I'm lying. I am the kind of monster with eyes as sharp as katanas. I am the kind of monster whose hands distrust your skin. I am the kind of monster whose edges look like water. I am the kind of monster who you know is wrong when you bite in. I am the kind of monster whose words shrink and change while you try to read. I am the kind of monster who is rigorously spotless to conceal corruption. I am the kind of monster who speaks like a whale when you ask my name. I am the kind of monster who killed all my children long before they were conceived, including you. I am the kind of monster who refuses to evolve. I am the kind of monster with a personality like pus. I am the kind of monster who was born in childhood dreams. I am the kind of monster who loves the smell of blood beneath your skin. I am the kind of monster who will die doing it my own way. I am the kind of monster who knows this is like a poetic dick pic and sends it anyway. I am the kind of monster who weaves dusty cobwebs and shamelessly claims to be a spider. I am the kind of monster who demurs with righteousness or irony to serve mendacious context. This monster's name is this form you are doomed to fill in again forever. Good morning, monster. I feel your icy fingers on the back of my neck. You are a hungry monster, and my visceral nuclei are your delicacy. I shiver, you purr. Hello, monster. I put you on this morning like a sweater, and you keep me warm and alert. You are not separate from me. I greet you by all my public and secret names. Bon appetit, monster. I slow down and let you catch me. I slide the bullet-studded vest off my shoulders, unbutton and let my dirt-stiff pants droop onto my shriveled thighs. I put my own wrinkled fingertips onto my radiant belly. My hunger is your meal, monster. I have been seasoning all these years, waiting. Happy Mother's Day, monster. You look like fear. You taste like ending up on the wrong edge of the blade of survival. You are the mother of all political settlings, all misfired matings with careless, smooth-skinned strangers, the mother of decisions by not deciding, thoughts that crowd up from pavement like our ancient reeking dead. A toast to you, monster mother. I give you the grudging gift of greeting. You expose your sharpened teeth, and we both pretend you smiled. Happy Father's Day, monster. You had nothing to do with it. You drank it and walked away. It drank you. Something happened. Liquid happened. You walked as if you meant to get somewhere. You had to do something. You met someone. Someone met you. It happened just as you planned it afterward. The story was revised many times. Everything is colored wrong, like a violet filter, a tank full of corn and vinegar. It isn't better when it's aged, but it ages nonetheless. You win, monster. The game of insults got hot and crystal slick. Your tail straight up, your ears cocked forward. You walked with claws extended, starfished, clicking. I did no better, yet I said, let's dance. I did it backward, in heels, badly. The pain searing sense right out of me. I had to try to fuck you. You almost, you nearly, you stopped just in time, then you laughed. Your face shiny with my blood, a real grin. I want your leathery tongue. I succumb, I lust. And that is why, and this is how, I go limp in your arms. Pull my heart out, still beating. I'm yours, you win. Good night, monster. As I let go of thought and touch, you wrapped me in smothering tentacles of promise. You chased me as that feeling at the bottom of each out-breath when in doubt, when I doubt in-breath will follow. You hijack my amygdala, and I drown in subcutaneous rage. Sweet dreams, monster. I have a question as you nod. What do nightmare monsters dream about? Leave your answer in pillow creases on my thigh. Goodbye, monster. You've grown fat and impotent. You will not read my long, angry letters. My belly does not tighten at the sight of you. Go away, monster. Go and let me miss you when you're not in the same room. Thank you.
Thank you, Al.